Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over fear. Fear of tomorrow, fear of failure, fear of sickness, fear of man, fear of death. We drown you in the blood of Jesus. O Lord, fear has tormented us too long, but tonight we plead the blood that casts out fear, the blood that speaks of perfect love, the blood that secures our destiny. We shout, fear, you are a liar. Fear, you are broken. Fear, you will not bind our minds any longer. We plead the blood of Jesus over every sleepless night, over every trembling thought, over every anxious heart. O Lord, let the blood wash us until boldness rises. Let the blood cleanse us until courage takes over. Let the blood silence fear until peace fills every corner of our being. Brothers and sisters in Christ, lift your voices and cry, blood of Jesus, break fear. Blood of Jesus, cover my courage. Blood of Jesus, silence anxiety. Blood of Jesus, strengthen my faith. O Father, we come again with fire, with tears, with desperation. Depression has sat heavy on the hearts of your children, but tonight we plead the blood that carries joy, the blood that restores hope, the blood that heals the brokenhearted. Lord, by the blood of Jesus, we shatter the grip of despair. We break the spirit of heaviness. We drive out sorrow and hopelessness. We plead the blood of Jesus over every brother, over every sister, who feels crushed, who feels empty, who feels abandoned. O God, let the blood of Jesus lift them out of the pit and set their feet on solid ground. We plead the blood over dark mornings, over tearful nights, over empty souls. Blood of Jesus, restore joy. Blood of Jesus, ignite hope. Blood of Jesus, heal broken spirits. Blood of Jesus, turn sorrow into dancing. Lord, we cry again. Confusion has stolen too much from us. Double-mindedness has robbed us of peace and direction. But tonight we plead the blood of Jesus over clarity. We plead the blood over our decisions, over our focus, over our purpose. Every fog in our thinking, every distraction in our mind, every whisper of contradiction, by the blood of Jesus, be gone. O Father, let the blood make us single-minded. Let the blood anchor us in your truth. Let the blood of Jesus silence every competing voice, every lying spirit, every devil that seeks to scatter our focus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, cry out with me, blood of Jesus, bring clarity. Blood of Jesus, break confusion. Blood of Jesus, order my thoughts. Blood of Jesus, establish my mind. O God, you are not the author of confusion, but of peace. Tonight, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus for peace of mind. We plead the blood over every storm in our thoughts, over every unrest in our emotions, over every disturbance in our spirit. Lord, let the blood of Jesus settle us. Let the blood quiet our souls like a mother quiets her child. Let the blood wash our thoughts until the storm subsides, until the wind ceases, until the waves are still. Blood of Jesus, give us peace that passes understanding. Blood of Jesus, make us steady in the storm. Blood of Jesus, guard our minds like a fortress. O God, you are not the author of confusion, but of peace. Tonight, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus for peace of mind. We plead the blood over every storm in our thoughts, over every unrest in our emotions, over every disturbance in our spirit. Lord, let the blood of Jesus settle us. Let the blood quiet our souls like a mother quiets her child. Let the blood wash our thoughts until the storm subsides, until the wind ceases, until the waves are still. Blood of Jesus, give us peace that passes understanding. Blood of Jesus, make us steady in the storm. Blood of Jesus, guard our minds like a fortress. Father, we thank you tonight for the blood. We thank you that as we pleaded, you answered. We thank you that as we cried, you heard. We thank you that the blood of Jesus now covers us, our minds, our hearts, our thoughts, our peace, our clarity. We thank you that fear is broken. We thank you that depression is shattered. We thank you that confusion is destroyed. We thank you that demons are silenced. We thank you that the blood of Jesus has spoken, and the blood of Jesus will keep speaking over us, day and night, now and forevermore. In the mighty, fiery, glorious name of Jesus, we seal it all in the blood, and we shout together, Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I lift up this prayer not just for myself, but for every brother, for every sister, for every child of God who is listening right now. Lord, I come before you with fire in my voice and with tears in my heart, pleading the blood of Jesus directly over them. O God, hear the cry of your servant and let the blood of Jesus fall fresh on their minds, on their hearts, on their lives, right now in the name of Jesus. My brother, my sister, wherever you are, I plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. The blood that was shed at Calvary, the blood that never loses its power, the blood that washes whiter than snow. I plead that blood over every thought that troubles you, over every fear that shakes you, over every anxiety that steals your sleep. Right now, let the blood of Jesus flow into your mind. Let it bring peace. Let it bring clarity. Let it bring strength. I plead the blood of Jesus over your emotions. Every heavy weight that has sat on your heart, every sorrow that has refused to leave, every disappointment that has wounded you, I cover it in the blood of Jesus. O Lord, let the blood of your Son heal their wounds. Let the blood of Jesus dry every tear. Let the blood of Jesus bring comfort in the place of sorrow. I plead the blood of Jesus over your nights. To you, brother, to you, sister, who has tossed and turned in the dark, who has wrestled with fear and torment, I plead the blood of Jesus over your bed, over your room, over your rest. Let the blood of Jesus silence the whispers of the enemy. Let the blood of Jesus scatter every demon that waits in the night. Let the blood of Jesus cover you until you sleep in perfect peace. I plead the blood of Jesus over your mornings. When you rise, may the blood of Jesus be your shield. May the blood guard your mind from wandering. May the blood give you focus. May the blood of Jesus give you strength to face the day. May the blood of Jesus keep you steady when storms come. May the blood of Jesus lift you when you feel weak. O Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over the fears of those listening. Lord, you see the fear they carry, the fear of tomorrow, the fear of sickness, the fear of being alone, the fear of failure, the fear of rejection. But I plead the blood of Jesus, and I declare that fear must bow, fear must break, fear must run. For the blood of Jesus is stronger than fear, louder than fear, more powerful than fear. I plead the blood of Jesus over depression, my brother, my sister. If you are heavy tonight, if the weight is too much, if you feel like you cannot carry another day, I plead the blood of Jesus over you. Let the blood break those chains. Let the blood lift that burden. Let the blood bring light into your darkness. Let the blood of Jesus give you joy again. Let the blood of Jesus restore your laughter. I plead the blood of Jesus over confusion. My brother, my sister, if your mind feels scattered, if you do not know what step to take, if the fog is too heavy to see through, I plead the blood of Jesus right now. Let the blood bring clarity. Let the blood of Jesus give direction. Let the blood silence every noise, silence every distraction, silence every competing voice. Let the blood of Jesus anchor you in truth, anchor you in peace. I plead the blood of Jesus over your memories. To the one who is haunted by the past, to the one who remembers pain and rejection, to the one who replays failure over and over, I plead the blood of Jesus. Let the blood wash your past clean. Let the blood redeem your history. Let the blood heal every scar. Let the blood remove every sting. Let the blood of Jesus free you from the prison of regret. I plead the blood of Jesus over your body. Every sickness, every weakness, every pain, I cover it in the blood. Brother, sister, the blood of Jesus heals. The blood of Jesus restores. The blood of Jesus gives strength. Let that blood flow into your body right now. Let it drive out sickness. Let it burn out disease. Let it lift you out of weakness. I plead the blood of Jesus over your household, over your children, over your family, over your loved ones. Let the blood mark your home as a place of safety. Let the blood cover every doorway. Let the blood cover every window. Let the blood stand guard so that no evil may enter. Brother, sister, may your home be a sanctuary, a place of peace, a place of protection, because of the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus against the voices that torment you. Every lie that tells you that you are not enough. Every whisper that says you are forgotten. Every accusation that says you are cursed. I cover it in the blood. Brother, sister, let the blood of Jesus silence the lies. Let the blood of Jesus drown out the enemy's voice. Let the blood of Jesus speak louder. You are loved, you are chosen. You are redeemed, you are free. I plead the blood of Jesus over your mind when you are weak. When the enemy tries to take advantage of your exhaustion, I plead the blood as your shield. When you are weary from the fight, I plead the blood as your rest. When you are close to giving up, I plead the blood as your strength. I plead the blood of Jesus over your focus. Brother, sister, may the blood keep your eyes fixed on Christ. May the blood guard you from distraction. May the blood of Jesus order your steps. May the blood of Jesus be your anchor in times of storm. I plead the blood of Jesus over your battles. Whatever fight you are in right now, whether in your mind, in your body, in your family, in your finances, I cover it in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood go before you. Let the blood fight for you. Let the blood speak on your behalf. Let the blood of Jesus scatter your enemies. I plead the blood of Jesus over your peace. Brother, sister, may the blood calm your storms. May the blood still the waves. May the blood quiet your soul. May the blood of Jesus give you peace that the world cannot give and cannot take away. I plead the blood of Jesus over your future. Let the blood cover every step ahead. Let the blood protect you from traps. Let the blood of Jesus open the right doors. Let the blood of Jesus close the wrong doors. Let the blood of Jesus lead you into destiny. O Lord, I cry out with fire and with tears. Let the blood of Jesus cover every listener right now. Let the blood of Jesus heal their wounds. Let the blood of Jesus break their chains. Let the blood of Jesus calm their fears. Let the blood of Jesus restore their minds. Let the blood of Jesus lift their heads. Let the blood of Jesus guard their hearts. Brother, sister, I plead the blood of Jesus directly over you, over your mind, over your heart, over your soul, over your life. You are not forgotten, you are not abandoned, you are not defeated. You are covered in the blood. You are sealed in the blood. You are protected by the blood. Father, I thank you tonight for every listener. I thank you that the blood of Jesus is covering them now. I thank you that the blood is speaking louder than their pain. I thank you that the blood is silencing the accuser. I thank you that the blood is guarding their peace. I thank you that the blood is bringing them victory. Lord, we seal this prayer in the blood. We hide in the blood. We rest in the blood. We trust in the blood. And we cry together with one voice, one faith, one spirit. The blood of Jesus covers us. The blood of Jesus keeps us. The blood of Jesus protects us. The blood of Jesus heals us. The blood of Jesus strengthens us. And Father, we will not stop crying until it is done. We will not stop pleading until it is sealed. We will not stop praying until every brother, every sister listening right now feels the power of the blood in their lives. We declare it finished. We declare it sealed. We declare it done. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray, we believe, we plead, we shout, Amen, Amen. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us go again before the throne of grace with fire, with tears, with passion, and with the blood of Jesus on our lips. Tonight we do not hold back. Tonight we cry out with one voice, one sound, one desperate plea. Lord, let the blood of Jesus cover our minds. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come as children. We come as sons and daughters. We come as brothers and sisters in Christ. We come with broken hearts, with heavy thoughts, with minds that have been attacked, with emotions that have been scattered. But we come to the only place where there is hope, to the only power that can save, to the only blood that can wash. Tonight, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we plead it with fire, we plead it with tears, we plead it with faith, we plead it with desperation. We say, Father, our minds are not strong enough on their own. Our thoughts are not safe on their own. Our strength is not enough to fight the battles in the night. So we cover ourselves in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us where words cannot. Let the blood fight for us where we are weak. Let the blood heal us where we are broken. Lord, so many of your children have been tormented in their minds. Thoughts of fear, thoughts of death, thoughts of shame, thoughts of failure, thoughts of worthlessness. But tonight, we rise up as one and we plead the blood of Jesus against them all. We cry, blood of Jesus, cover our minds. Blood of Jesus, silence the lies. Blood of Jesus, heal the wounds. Blood of Jesus, restore peace. Blood of Jesus, bring clarity. Oh, Father, there are brothers and sisters tonight who cannot sleep. They lay down at night, but their thoughts do not rest. Their hearts are heavy, their minds are racing, their peace is stolen. But tonight we plead the blood of Jesus over their sleep, over their dreams, over their nights. Let the blood of Jesus guard their minds as they rest. Let no nightmare come near them. Let no whisper of the enemy disturb them. Let the blood sing over them peace. Let the blood sing over them comfort. Let the blood sing over them rest. Father, there are brothers and sisters tonight who live with fear. Fear of sickness. Fear of the future. Fear of failure. Fear of rejection. Fear of the unknown. But tonight we declare, fear is broken in the name of Jesus. Fear, you cannot stand in the presence of the blood. Fear, you are drowned in the river of the Lamb's blood. Fear, you are silenced, you are bound, you are destroyed. And in place of fear, we plead the blood for boldness. We plead the blood for courage. We plead the blood for strength. Lord, there are brothers and sisters tonight who carry sorrow like a heavy stone. Depression has wrapped around them like chains. Hopelessness has whispered that tomorrow will not be better. But tonight, O God, we lift up their names to you and we plead the blood of Jesus. Let the blood lift the weight. Let the blood break the chain. Let the blood ignite hope where hope has died. Let the blood spark joy where laughter has been silent. Let the blood bring light where darkness has covered. Let the blood of Jesus heal the spirit that cries in secret. O Lord, confusion has stolen so much. Confusion has robbed your children of peace, of direction, of clarity. Double-mindedness has left many standing still, unable to move forward. But tonight, we cry with fire. Blood of Jesus, clear the fog. Blood of Jesus, open the path. Blood of Jesus, silence the noise. Blood of Jesus, anchor us in your truth. O Father, let the blood steady our thoughts. Let the blood focus our minds. Let the blood of Jesus make our ways straight. Father, we plead the blood over memories that haunt us, painful memories, regrets that will not let go, words spoken against us that still echo, wounds that time has not healed. Tonight we plead the blood of Jesus over our past. Let the blood redeem it. Let the blood heal it. Let the blood wash it until the sting is gone, until the pain is lifted, until the scars are covered in glory. We plead the blood over decisions. Lord, so many times our minds are troubled by choices, by crossroads, by uncertainty. But tonight we say, let the blood of Jesus go before us. Let the blood protect us from wrong steps. Let the blood shield us from deception. Let the blood keep us from traps of the enemy. Let the blood establish our feet on the path of peace. Brothers and sisters in Christ, lift your voices with me and cry aloud. Blood of Jesus, cover me. Blood of Jesus, fill me. Blood of Jesus, wash me. Blood of Jesus, defend me. Blood of Jesus, fight for me. Blood of Jesus, keep me. O Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus against demonic voices, voices that tell us we are worthless, voices that whisper that we are defeated, voices that push us to give up, voices that call us to end our lives, voices that speak death over us. Father, we drown those voices in the blood of Jesus. We silence those voices with the cry of Calvary. We plead the blood until every whisper of hell is mute. Let the blood of Jesus speak louder. Let the blood of Jesus declare truth, declare life, declare hope, declare victory. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the gates of our minds, over our eyes, that what we see will not corrupt us, over our ears, that what we hear will not poison us, over our lips, that what we speak will not betray us, over our hearts, that what we feel will not overwhelm us. Let the blood of Jesus guard every entrance. Let the blood of Jesus stand watch. Let the blood of Jesus be the shield, the wall, the fortress that no enemy can cross. Lord, some of us are weary. Some of us are tired of fighting. Some of us feel like our minds are breaking under the weight of life. But tonight, we cry out together as one body, and we plead the blood of Jesus. Father, strengthen the weak. Father, lift the weary. Father, renew the broken. Father, heal the tired. Father, restore the faint. By the blood of Jesus, let strength return. By the blood of Jesus, let hope rise again. By the blood of Jesus, let courage be born again. O Lord, let the blood of Jesus fill every empty place. Let the blood of Jesus soothe every restless thought. Let the blood of Jesus calm every storm. Let the blood of Jesus heal every wound. Let the blood of Jesus silence every lie. Let the blood of Jesus defeat every enemy. Let the blood of Jesus cover every fear. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse every memory. Let the blood of Jesus bring light to every dark place. We cry again, Lord, we will not grow weary in crying. We plead the blood again and again and again, because we know the blood is alive, we know the blood is powerful, we know the blood is enough, we know the blood is the victory, we know the blood is our peace, we know the blood is our clarity. Tonight, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over our families, over our children, over our homes, over our generations. Cover us in the blood. Cover our households in the blood. Cover our lineage in the blood. Cover our minds and the minds of our children in the blood, that no curse may follow, that no chain may bind, that no darkness may return. And when the enemy comes again, Father, let him see the blood. Let him see the blood on our doors, on our minds, on our homes, on our hearts. Let him tremble, let him flee, let him know we are covered in the blood of the Lamb. We thank you tonight, Lord, not because of our strength, not because of our words, but because of the blood of Jesus. We thank you because the blood has spoken. We thank you because the blood has washed. We thank you because the blood has covered. We thank you because the blood has silenced the enemy. We thank you because the blood has given us peace. Father, we seal this prayer in the blood. We hide in the blood. We remain in the blood. We live in the blood. We rest in the blood. We breathe in the blood. And we declare with faith, with passion, with all our hearts, it is done. It is finished. It is sealed in the blood of Jesus. And we all cry together in one voice, in one faith, in one spirit. Amen. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come as brothers and sisters in Christ, gathered under the banner of the cross, and tonight we do not whisper, we do not bow in silence, we roar, we cry, we plead with all of our hearts and with all of our strength. Let the blood of Jesus cover our minds. O God, we know the enemy comes to attack our thoughts, to disturb our peace, to scatter our focus, to cloud our judgment. But tonight, we plead the blood that speaks louder than confusion, louder than fear, louder than depression, louder than every lie of the adversary. Father, let the blood of Jesus cover us from the crown of our heads to the depths of our souls. Let it flood our minds like a mighty river. Let it wash through every corner of our thinking. through every hidden chamber of our memory, through every wound of our past, through every thought that rises up against your will. We plead the blood of Jesus over sanity, over clarity, over strength of mind. We plead the blood of Jesus over every wandering thought, over every racing imagination, over every sleepless night. Father, the enemy will not have our minds. The enemy will not take our thoughts captive because we have a greater weapon, the blood of Jesus. That blood is not silent. That blood is not weak. That blood is alive. That blood is mighty. That blood is speaking even now over us. And tonight we cling to it. We plead it. We cover ourselves in it. Lord, we cry out, wash us in the blood. Wash our thoughts that have been polluted. Wash our imaginations that have been stained. Wash our memories that carry pain, disappointment, and trauma. Wash away the residue of sorrow. Wash away the heaviness of regret. Wash away the whispers of fear that circle our minds like vultures. O Lord, let the blood of Jesus cleanse us until our thoughts are pure, until our minds are steady, until our souls are strong. Father, tonight we plead the blood of Jesus over fear, fear that grips us in the night, fear that paralyzes our choices, fear that makes us doubt your promises. Fear, we come against you with the blood of Jesus. Fear, you cannot remain in the presence of the blood. Fear, your power is broken, your grip is shattered, your lies are silenced. We cover every thought of fear in the blood of Jesus. We cover every anxiety, every panic, every dread of tomorrow in the blood of Jesus. Lord, replace fear with boldness, replace trembling with courage, replace worry with unshakable peace. O Father, depression has weighed heavy on the minds of many of your children. Depression has tried to sit like a stone on the hearts of your people, pressing down with sorrow, pressing down with emptiness, pressing down with hopelessness. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. The blood of Jesus carries joy. The blood of Jesus carries light. The blood of Jesus carries healing. We plead that blood over the dark corners of our minds. Let the blood of Jesus sweep out the heaviness. Let the blood of Jesus lift the burden. Let the blood of Jesus ignite hope where hope has died. Let the blood of Jesus spark joy where laughter has been silenced. Let the blood of Jesus heal broken spirits and wounded hearts. Father, we come against confusion tonight. Confusion that clouds decisions, confusion that clouds faith, confusion that steals direction. Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over clarity. We plead the blood of Jesus over focus. We plead the blood of Jesus over direction and wisdom. O God, where our thoughts are scattered, gather them by the blood. Where our decisions are clouded, sharpen them by the blood. Where we do not know which way to go, let the blood of Jesus light the path. Let the blood guard our minds from double-mindedness. Let the blood anchor us in truth, so that every lie of the enemy falls powerless. We cry together, brothers and sisters in Christ, with one voice. Blood of Jesus, cover our minds. Blood of Jesus, cleanse our thoughts. Blood of Jesus, silence confusion. Blood of Jesus, restore peace. Blood of Jesus, renew strength. Blood of Jesus, heal memories. Blood of Jesus, lift burdens. Blood of Jesus, scatter darkness. O Lord, we will not be tormented. We will not be broken. We will not be slaves to fear, despair, or confusion. Because the blood of Jesus is greater. The blood of Jesus is stronger. The blood of Jesus is mighty to deliver. The blood of Jesus is powerful to restore. Tonight we cover ourselves in that blood. We immerse our minds in that blood. We hide our thoughts in that blood. Father, let the blood of Jesus be our shield, our fortress, our helmet. Let the blood guard the gates of our minds, our eyes, our ears, our hearts, so that no enemy may enter, so that no demon may whisper, so that no lie may penetrate. We plead the blood of Jesus against intrusive thoughts. We plead the blood against tormenting imaginations. We plead the blood against demonic voices. We plead the blood against every spirit of heaviness. We plead the blood against the spirit of suicide. We plead the blood against despair. O Father, let the blood of Jesus scatter them all. Let the blood of Jesus break their hold. Let the blood of Jesus silence their accusations. Lord, when we lay down to sleep, let the blood of Jesus cover our minds so that no nightmare may disturb us, so that no torment may rise up against us. Let the blood guard our dreams. Let the blood guard our rest. Let the blood guard our sleep until we wake in peace. Lord, when we rise in the morning, let the blood of Jesus guard our focus so that our minds are stayed on you, so that our hearts are filled with courage, so that our steps are ordered in your will. O God, there are brothers and sisters in Christ tonight who are weary, who are tired, who are at the end of themselves. Their minds have carried too much, their thoughts have been too heavy, their battles have been too great. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them. Cover them in the blood of strength. Cover them in the blood of renewal. Cover them in the blood of power. Let the blood give them mental clarity when the weight is too much. Let the blood give them peace when the storm is raging. Let the blood of Jesus hold them together when they feel like they are falling apart. Father, let the blood of Jesus silence every lie of the enemy that tells us we are worthless, that tells us we are abandoned, that tells us we are defeated. Let the blood shout louder. We are loved, we are chosen, we are redeemed. We are more than conquerors. Let the blood of Jesus drown out every false voice, every false thought, every false imagination that rises against us. Let the blood establish truth in our minds. O Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over memories that haunt us, memories of failure, memories of rejection, memories of betrayal. Wash them clean by the blood. Redeem them by the blood. Heal them by the blood. Let the blood of Jesus rewrite the story. Let the blood of Jesus turn scars into testimonies. Let the blood of Jesus turn pain into strength. Father, let the blood of Jesus guard our minds in times of testing. When the enemy tempts us with thoughts that are not of you, let the blood shield us. When the adversary whispers discouragement, let the blood silence him. When the battle is too heavy, let the blood fight for us. Let the blood of Jesus be our weapon against every dark imagination. We cry together tonight, blood of Jesus, be our peace. Blood of Jesus, be our clarity. Blood of Jesus, be our strength. Blood of Jesus, be our covering. Blood of Jesus, be our victory. Blood of Jesus, be our shield. Blood of Jesus, be our song. Father, we will not leave this altar until the blood covers us. We will not stop pleading until the blood has washed every corner of our minds. We will not grow silent until the blood has silenced the enemy. We will not rest until the blood has given us peace. We will not give up until the blood has given us strength. O Lord, tonight we believe that the blood of Jesus is speaking. It is speaking healing over our mental wounds. It is speaking clarity over our confusion. It is speaking courage over our fear. It is speaking peace over our anxiety. It is speaking joy over our depression. It is speaking victory over our torment. Let the blood speak, Lord. Let the blood thunder through the heavens and silence the accuser. Let the blood cry out louder than every whisper of darkness. Let the blood of Jesus proclaim freedom, proclaim peace, proclaim clarity, proclaim victory. Father, as brothers and sisters in Christ, we join our voices as one. We cry with desperation. We cry with fire. We cry with power. We cry with tears. We cry with faith. We cry together. Blood of Jesus, cover us. Blood of Jesus, fill us. Blood of Jesus, wash us. Blood of Jesus, deliver us. Blood of Jesus, restore us. Blood of Jesus, clarify us. Blood of Jesus, keep us. Lord, we thank you tonight because we know the blood is not just a symbol, it is power. The blood is not just history, it is living. The blood is not just a memory, it is present. The blood of Jesus is alive, active, speaking, working, moving right now. We thank you that the blood of Jesus covers our minds, our thoughts, our emotions, our sanity, our clarity, our strength. O God, we seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus. We cover every brother, every sister, every listener under the fountain of Calvary's blood. We decree and declare that no weapon formed against our minds shall prosper. No arrow of torment shall prevail. No lie of the enemy shall succeed, because the blood of Jesus has spoken, and the blood of Jesus will continue to speak. And tonight we shout together with all faith, with all power, with all hope, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over fear. Fear of tomorrow, fear of failure, fear of sickness, fear of man, fear of death, we drown you in the blood of Jesus. O Lord, fear has tormented us too long, but tonight we plead the blood that casts out fear, the blood that speaks of perfect love, the blood that secures our destiny. We shout, fear, you are a liar. Fear, you are broken. Fear, you will not bind our minds any longer. We plead the blood of Jesus over every sleepless night, over every trembling thought, over every anxious heart. O Lord, let the blood wash us until boldness rises. Let the blood cleanse us until courage takes over. Let the blood silence fear until peace fills every corner of our being. Brothers and sisters in Christ, lift your voices and cry, blood of Jesus, break fear. Blood of Jesus, cover my courage. Blood of Jesus, silence anxiety. Blood of Jesus, strengthen my faith. O Father, we come again with fire, with tears, with desperation. Depression has sat heavy on the hearts of your children, but tonight we plead the blood that carries joy, the blood that restores hope, the blood that heals the brokenhearted. Lord, by the blood of Jesus, we shatter the grip of despair. We break the spirit of heaviness. We drive out sorrow and hopelessness. We plead the blood of Jesus over every brother, over every sister who feels crushed, who feels empty, who feels abandoned. O God, let the blood of Jesus lift them out of the pit and set their feet on solid ground. We plead the blood over dark mornings, over tearful nights, over empty souls. Blood of Jesus, restore joy. Blood of Jesus, ignite hope. Blood of Jesus, heal broken spirits. Blood of Jesus, turn sorrow into dancing. Lord, we cry again. Confusion has stolen too much from us. Double-mindedness has robbed us of peace and direction. But tonight, we plead the blood of Jesus over clarity. We plead the blood over our decisions, over our focus, over our purpose. Every fog in our thinking, every distraction in our mind, every whisper of contradiction, by the blood of Jesus be gone. O Father, let the blood make us single-minded. Let the blood anchor us in your truth. Let the blood of Jesus silence every competing voice, every lying spirit, every devil that seeks to scatter our focus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, cry out with me, blood of Jesus, bring clarity. Blood of Jesus, break confusion. Blood of Jesus, order my thoughts. Blood of Jesus, establish my mind. O God, you are not the author of confusion, but of peace. Tonight, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus for peace of mind. We plead the blood over every storm in our thoughts, over every unrest in our emotions, over every disturbance in our spirit. Lord, let the blood of Jesus settle us. Let the blood quiet our souls like a mother quiets her child. Let the blood wash our thoughts until the storm subsides, until the wind ceases, until the waves are still. Blood of Jesus, give us peace that passes understanding. Blood of Jesus, make us steady in the storm. Blood of Jesus, guard our minds like a fortress. Father, tonight we go to war. Every demon that has sought to enter the minds of your children, every tormenting spirit, every unclean imagination, every lying voice, we plead the blood that conquers, the blood that scatters, the blood that destroys the works of the enemy. We shout together, by the blood of Jesus we are delivered. By the blood of Jesus we are free. By the blood of Jesus the devil has no place in our minds. O Lord, send your angels with swords dipped in the blood of the Lamb to guard our thoughts, to protect our mental gates, to fight off every attack of the wicked one. Brothers and sisters in Christ, declare it with fire. Blood of Jesus, evict the enemy. Blood of Jesus, cast out torment. Blood of Jesus, silence demons. Blood of Jesus, defend our minds. Father, we thank you tonight for the blood. We thank you that as we pleaded, you answered. We thank you that as we cried, you heard. We thank you that the blood of Jesus now covers us, our minds, our hearts, our thoughts, our peace, our clarity. We thank you that fear is broken. We thank you that depression is shattered. We thank you that confusion is destroyed. We thank you that demons are silenced. We thank you that the blood of Jesus has spoken and the blood of Jesus will keep speaking over us, day and night, now and forevermore. In the mighty, fiery, glorious name of Jesus, we seal it all in the blood. And we shout together, Amen, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come again as brothers and sisters in Christ, with fire in our voices, with faith in our hearts, and with the blood of Jesus on our lips. Oh God, tonight we plead the blood, not just over our minds, not just over our thoughts, but over our homes. Yes, Lord, we cry aloud. Cover the home with the blood of the Lamb. Cover the house. Cover the walls. Cover the roof. Cover the ground. Cover every corner, every door, every window with the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the living room, over the bedrooms, over the kitchen, over the bathroom. Every room in this house, let the blood of Jesus fill it. Let no demon cross the threshold. Let no evil spirit enter in. Let no darkness hide in any corner. O Lord, let the blood of Jesus sweep through the house like a mighty flood. Let it cleanse the atmosphere. Let it drive out every unclean thing. Let it fill the home with your presence. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over every doorway. Let the blood mark the doors like it did in Egypt when the destroyer passed over. Let the blood on these doors declare to the enemy, this house belongs to Jesus. This family is covered. This home is protected. Father, no sickness, no plague, no spirit of death, no weapon formed against this house shall prosper, because the blood of Jesus is on the doorposts. I plead the blood of Jesus over every window. Let the windows be sealed in the blood. Let no evil eye look in. Let no curse fly in. Let no arrow of the enemy come near. O Lord, let the blood of Jesus guard the openings. Let the blood of Jesus block every entry point. Let the blood of Jesus make this house a fortress that no devil can penetrate. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over every family member who lives inside this home, over the husband, over the wife, over the children, over the elders, over all who step foot inside. Let the blood cover them. Let the blood keep them. Let the blood guard them. Let the blood shield them. Lord, let no harm come to them. Let no violence touch them. Let no accident destroy them. Let no sickness overtake them. Let no curse rest on them. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus cover them all. O Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over the children in this house. Cover their minds, cover their bodies, cover their spirits. Let the blood of Jesus guard them at school. Let the blood of Jesus protect them in the street. Let the blood of Jesus shield them from the snares of the enemy. Father, let no abuser, let no kidnapper, let no evil hand touch them. Let the blood of Jesus fight for them. Let the blood of Jesus keep them pure. Let the blood of Jesus fill them with wisdom and peace. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over the marriage in this home. Cover the husband and wife. Cover their love, cover their unity, cover their covenant. Let the blood silence every spirit of division. Let the blood cancel every assignment of divorce. Let the blood of Jesus destroy every plan of confusion. Lord, let this home be united in the blood, rooted in the blood, built on the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus over finances in this house. Lord, let the blood rebuke poverty. Let the blood scatter lack. Let the blood silence the devourer. Let the blood of Jesus open doors of provision. Let the blood of Jesus bless the work of their hands. Let the blood of Jesus overflow their storehouse. Let the blood of Jesus fill this home with more than enough. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere of this home. Let the blood drive out strife. Let the blood silence arguments. Let the blood remove tension. Let the blood cancel bitterness. Let the blood of Jesus fill the air with peace, with love, with joy, with harmony. Let the blood make this home a dwelling place for your spirit. Let the blood make this home a place of prayer, a place of worship, a place of light. O Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus against every curse spoken against this home, every evil word, every hex, every spell, every incantation, every ritual. Let it be broken by the blood of Jesus. Let the blood cancel it. Let the blood destroy it. Let the blood scatter it into nothing. This home will not be cursed. This home will not be defiled. This home will not be destroyed. The blood of Jesus declares it blessed. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus against crime and violence. Lord, let no thief enter this home. Let no robber cross this threshold. Let no gunman come near. Let no wicked hand break in. Father, put the blood of Jesus as a wall of fire around this home. Let the angels of the Lord stand watch with swords dipped in blood. Let this house be untouchable, impenetrable, indestructible by the blood of Jesus. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus over every possession in this home, over the food, over the water, over the clothes, over the furniture, over every item. Let nothing be contaminated. Let nothing be cursed. Let nothing be stolen. Let nothing be destroyed. O Lord, let the blood of Jesus sanctify it all, protect it all, bless it all. I plead the blood of Jesus over the foundation of this home. Lord, let the blood reach the ground under it. Let the blood reach the beams that hold it. Let the blood reach the walls that stand around it. Let the blood reach the roof that covers it. Let this home stand strong, not just in the natural, but in the spiritual. Let it be a house covered, saturated, overflowing with the blood of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone who visits this home. Lord, let them be touched by the blood when they walk in. Let no evil person enter and leave their wickedness behind. Let the blood of Jesus shield this home from strange visitors, from strange spirits, from strange powers. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify every step, every handshake, every word spoken in this house. O God, I plead the blood of Jesus over the walls of this home. Let no writing of darkness appear. Let no demon mark this house. Let no shadow stay on these walls. Let the blood of Jesus wash them. Let the blood of Jesus shine on them. Let the blood of Jesus make this home radiant with your presence. Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus against generational curses that try to enter this home. Curses of sickness, curses of failure, curses of poverty, curses of divorce, curses of death. Lord, we block them at the door with the blood. We say they cannot pass. We say they cannot enter. We say they are broken, destroyed, cancelled forever by the blood of Jesus. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over the prayers prayed in this home. Let every prayer be sealed in the blood. Let every cry be heard because of the blood. Let every request be answered because of the blood. Let this home be a house of answered prayer, a house where heaven opens, a house where your spirit dwells. And tonight, Lord, I lift my voice like a trumpet, and I cry aloud for every brother, for every sister, for every family listening now. Blood of Jesus, cover their home. Blood of Jesus, protect their house. Blood of Jesus, shield their children. Blood of Jesus, bless their marriage. Blood of Jesus, sanctify their rooms. Blood of Jesus, guard their doors. Blood of Jesus, seal their windows. Blood of Jesus, fight their battles. Blood of Jesus, fill their atmosphere. Blood of Jesus, bring peace into their house. O Lord, let this home be marked forever by the blood of the Lamb. When the enemy comes, let him see the blood and flee. When death comes, let it pass over because of the blood. When sickness comes, let it be turned away by the blood. When trouble comes, let it be silenced by the blood. When curses come, let them dissolve in the blood. Father, I seal it all in the blood. I seal every family in the blood. I seal every home in the blood. I seal every child in the blood. I seal every marriage in the blood. I seal every doorway, every window, every wall, every roof, every floor in the blood of Jesus. And we shout together tonight with fire, with faith, with passion. It is done by the blood of Jesus. It is finished by the blood of Jesus. It is sealed by the blood of Jesus. Amen. Yes, Lord. Father in heaven, we lift up our voices with fire, with passion, with desperation, and with faith in the blood of Jesus. Tonight, O God, we are not asking with soft whispers. We are crying out with the cry of children who know their Father hears. We are brothers and sisters in Christ, and together we shout with one sound, Lord, let the blood of Jesus cover our homes. Father, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the God who commanded the children of Israel to put the blood of the Lamb on their doorposts so that when the destroyer came, it would pass over them. Tonight, Lord, we plead not the blood of animals, but the blood of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We plead the blood of Jesus over every home, over every house, over every dwelling place of your children. O Lord, stretch forth your hand and let the blood mark the homes of every listener. Let the blood be on the doorposts. Let the blood be on the windows. Let the blood be on the gates. Let the blood be on the roof. Let the blood be on the walls. Let the blood of Jesus make every home untouchable to the enemy. Let the blood be a sign that this house belongs to Jesus, that this family is sealed, that this home is protected. We plead the blood of Jesus over the foundation of every home. Lord, sanctify the ground. Let no curse be buried there. Let no evil covenant rest there. Let no wicked foundation rise against the family. Let the blood of Jesus wash the very soil. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse the beams. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify the stones. Let the blood of Jesus rebuild every broken foundation with power, with holiness, with strength. We plead the blood of Jesus over the roof of the home. Lord, let the roof be covered in blood. Let it guard against storms. Let it guard against destruction. Let no arrow of fire fall upon it. Let no disaster touch it. Let no evil bird perch upon it. Let the blood of Jesus cover the roof so that the rain of your blessings can fall without hindrance and the storm of the enemy cannot penetrate. We plead the blood of Jesus over the walls. Father, let no graffiti of demons appear there. Let no shadow dwell there. Let no spirit of fear stand against them. Let the blood of Jesus make the walls radiant with your presence. Let the walls declare holiness. Let them declare safety. Let them declare peace. Let no violence break them down. Let no evil climb over them. Let no curse pass through them. We plead the blood of Jesus over the doors. Father, mark the doors with the blood. Let every evil spirit that comes to knock be turned away. Let every destroyer that comes to enter pass over. Let no robber break through. Let no thief force his way in. Let no spirit of death cross the threshold. Let the blood of Jesus guard the doors like mighty gates of heaven. We plead the blood of Jesus over the windows. Lord, let no evil eye peer inside. Let no witch send curses through them. Let no demonic arrow fly in. Let the windows be sealed in the blood of Jesus. Let them be covered in power. Let no pestilence fly through them. Let no disaster creep in. Let only the light of heaven and the breeze of peace pass through those windows. We plead the blood of Jesus over the yard and the gates. Lord, let no trespasser with evil intent cross over. Let the gates drip with blood as a warning to every dark spirit. This home is covered. This family is sealed. This house belongs to the King of Kings. Father, let the ground outside the home be holy ground because the blood has been sprinkled there. Let the footsteps of the righteous be blessed. Let the footsteps of the wicked be turned away. O Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over the bedrooms. Lord, sanctify the beds. Sanctify the pillows. Sanctify the blankets. Let the blood of Jesus guard the sleep of every child, every man, every woman in that home. Let no nightmare disturb them. Let no tormenting spirit touch them. Let the blood of Jesus surround them as they lie down. Let their rest be sweet. Let their sleep be secure. Let their dreams be holy. We plead the blood of Jesus over the kitchen. Father, let the blood cover the food. Let the blood cover the water. Let the blood sanctify every meal. Let no sickness be found in the food. Let no poison be hidden in the drink. Let the blood of Jesus make provision multiply. Let the blood of Jesus turn scarcity into plenty. Let the blood of Jesus bless the work of the hands that prepare food in that kitchen. Let the blood of Jesus fill the kitchen with the fragrance of peace, with the abundance of blessing, with the joy of provision. We plead the blood of Jesus over the living room. Lord, let this room be filled with the presence of God. Let the blood of Jesus silence arguments. Let the blood of Jesus cancel bitterness. Let the blood of Jesus turn strife into unity. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify every word spoken there. Let the blood of Jesus make this place a gathering point for peace, for prayer, for worship, for love. We plead the blood of Jesus over the bathrooms and water systems. Lord, let the blood cleanse the water. Let no disease flow through the pipes. Let no contamination come into the body. Let the blood sanctify even the simplest things, even the smallest details. Let the blood of Jesus flow through every pipe, through every drop, through every source. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over the children of the home. Cover their minds, cover their hearts, cover their bodies. Let the blood guard them at school, on the street, in the playground, on their way in and on their way out. Let no abuser touch them. Let no bully harm them. Let no evil person manipulate them. Let the blood of Jesus make them invisible to the enemy. Let the blood of Jesus protect their innocence. Let the blood of Jesus fill them with wisdom. Let the blood of Jesus keep them pure. I plead the blood of Jesus over the parents in the home. Lord, strengthen the father. Cover his mind. Cover his work. Cover his leadership. Let the blood of Jesus give him courage. Let the blood of Jesus make him strong. Let the blood of Jesus keep him holy. Cover the mother in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood guard her heart, guard her emotions, guard her body, guard her labor. Let the blood of Jesus make her wise, make her gentle, make her strong. Father, cover the marriage in the blood. Let no spirit of divorce enter. Let no confusion divide. Let the blood of Jesus seal their covenant. O God, we plead the blood of Jesus over the finances of the home. Lord, let the blood scatter poverty. Let the blood silence debt. Let the blood of Jesus rebuke the devourer. Let the blood open doors of provision. Let the blood of Jesus bless the work of their hands. Let the blood of Jesus bring overflow. Let the blood of Jesus bring multiplication. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere of the home. Father, let no spirit of heaviness stay. Let no cloud of darkness remain. Let no demonic oppression linger. Let the blood of Jesus sweep it away. Let the blood of Jesus fill the air with peace, with joy, with comfort, with strength. Let every word spoken in that house be seasoned with the blood of Jesus. Let every song sung be sanctified by the blood. Let every prayer prayed be sealed by the blood. We plead the blood of Jesus over every visitor. Father, let the blood test every spirit that enters. If they come with evil intent, let the blood stop them. If they come with curses, let the blood silence them. If they come with darkness, let the blood expose them. Let no evil pass through the threshold. Let the blood of Jesus guard the fellowship, guard the relationships, guard the connections. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus against witchcraft and sorcery. Every curse sent against this home, every spell, every incantation, every ritual, every evil word, we drown them in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood cancel them. Let the blood destroy them. Let the blood scatter them. Let no charm, no talisman, no sacrifice work against this house. The blood of Jesus is greater. The blood of Jesus is stronger. The blood of Jesus is final. We plead the blood of Jesus against crime and violence. Father, let no robber break in. Let no thief enter. Let no gunman come near. Let no violent hand cross the threshold. Father, surround the home with angels. Angels holding swords dipped in blood. Angels standing at the gates. Angels on the roof. Angels in the yard. Let the blood of Jesus make this home a fortress. O Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over dreams and visions that come in this home. Let no nightmare disturb. Let no demonic vision distract. Let the blood of Jesus purify the dreams. Let the blood of Jesus bring revelation. Let the blood of Jesus give comfort in the night. Let the blood of Jesus fill the minds of the children with holy visions, with godly dreams, with peaceful rest. We plead the blood of Jesus against generational curses. Lord, every curse of failure, every curse of divorce, every curse of sickness, every curse of premature death, every curse of poverty, we break them with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood stand as a barrier. Let the blood say, no more. Let the blood of Jesus end every cycle of bondage. Let the blood declare that this home is free, this home is blessed, this home is redeemed, this home is covered. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over the family altar in this home. Lord, let prayer rise from this house day and night. Let the blood cover every prayer, every cry, every worship, every song. Let the blood of Jesus open heaven over this house. Let angels ascend and descend because of the blood. Let this home be known in heaven as a house of prayer, as a house of light, as a house of faith. And now, Lord, we shout it aloud for every listener, for every family, for every house. Blood of Jesus, cover the home. Blood of Jesus, cover the family. Blood of Jesus, cover the children. Blood of Jesus, cover the marriage. Blood of Jesus, cover the bedrooms. Blood of Jesus, cover the doors. Blood of Jesus, cover the windows. Blood of Jesus, cover the gates. Blood of Jesus, cover the walls. Blood of Jesus, cover the yard. Blood of Jesus, cover the kitchen. Blood of Jesus, cover the atmosphere. Blood of Jesus, cover the foundation. Blood of Jesus, cover it all. Father, we seal it, we secure it, we settle it in the blood of Jesus. And with one voice we shout, it is done, it is finished, it is sealed forever in the blood. Amen, amen.